The 9th annual West Fork Watershed Cleanup is Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with check-in at Riverside Park in downtown West Fork. Volunteers are needed and lunch will be provided. The West Fork watershed flows to Beaver Lake, which is used as the primary drinking water source for more than 400,000 people. You drink it every day. Registration and information available through the Beaver Watershed Alliance by calling 274-8903 or online bwdh20.org.
KUAF will air a live broadcast of Mozart in the Museum from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art May 28th at 8 p.m. This live radio broadcast is part of the 2014 Artisphere Festival and will feature the Artisphere Festival Orchestra with Corrado Riveras, music director. The event is made possible in part by contributing listeners of KUAF Public Radio.
And the summer music season certainly appears to be near full swing. Tickets are now on sale for the opening concert in the 16th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series. The legendary group, the Yellow Jackets, will begin the series with a performance at the Eureka Springs Auditorium on the first day of summer. That's Saturday, June 21st at 8 p.m. The band just released their 25th record, Arise in the Road. Tickets and more information available at KUAF.com.
Yesterday, Walton Arts Center added another big name to the summer schedule at the Walmart Amp. Country singer superstar Miranda Lambert will be at the Amp in Rogers on July 12th. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 9. They range in price from $44 to $79. You can learn more at ArkansasMusicPavilion.com.
The Fort Smith Symphony's history will be discussed Sunday afternoon at the Clayton House in downtown Fort Smith. The orchestra is the oldest in Arkansas. John Jetter, the symphony's music director, will be the featured speaker Sunday afternoon at 2 and will offer highlights of the symphony's history since being created in 1923. He'll also talk about the history of classical music in the United States. Before John talks, violinist Chris Pinkston will be performing at 1:30. Suggested donations for the music and the talk is $5. Seating is limited. You can make a reservation by calling 783-3000 or by sending an email to claytonhouse@claytonhouse.org.
The Hillbilly Jamboree in Ozark is bringing singer-songwriter Lance Carpenter to town later this month. The concert is Saturday, May 24th at 6 p.m. at the Franklin County Fair Building in Ozark. There will also be a petting zoo, train rides, and face painting beginning at 4 that afternoon. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for children. For more information, you can call Main Street Ozark, their number 479-667-5337.
Friday, the gift shop called Jennifer's will have a ribbon cutting celebrating its new location inside the main entrance of Sparks Regional Center in Fort Smith. Construction on the shop began last November and will include a new patient and family business center where visitors can use computers with internet access as well as copiers and fax machines. Jennifer's will be open from 8 until 7 Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 on Saturday, and 1 to 6 on Sunday.
And the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas seeking nominations for the next class to be included in the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame. This will be the 2015 class. Submissions are reviewed by a panel of business leaders from around the state. Nominations may be made through the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame website. Nominees can be living or deceased. Living inductees need to be at least 60 years of age at the time of their selection. The selection committee considers nominees' record in business, in community involvement, and in ethics. The 2015 induction ceremony will take place in February in Little Rock.
Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is seeking submissions for their first short film festival. The deadline is July 15th. The festival is in August. The films should use the theme Uniting the Power of Art and Nature and may be as brief as 90 seconds or as long as 15 minutes. Entry categories are artistic, animation, narrative, and documentary. The Seedling Film Association is collaborating with Crystal Bridges on this project. For more information, you can contact Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
And Thursday night, the Bentonville School District will host their technology showcase to show off how technology is changing the modern-day classroom. Students will also be on hand to display how technology works for them. The showcase Thursday night from 5 until 7 at Fulbright Junior High School. That's on Southwest Bright Road in Bentonville. The event is free. It's open to the public.